The Prime Minister's Dark Day for Canada speech. Fellow Canadians, this is a dark day for Canada. We began by committing ourselves to the truth of our two nations warring in the bosom of a single state. We found the truth and spoke the truth. And now our desire to live the truth has been thwarted by those with a vested interest in error, those with no literature and no history. I shall not mingle conjectures with uncertainties. The dice of God are always loaded. We cannot escape history. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A great Canadian poet once said, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Good fences make good neighbors, a gift to last. But I am done with apple picking now. I prefer the dollar sign, the symbol of free trade, therefore of a free mind. Fellow Canadians, we stand today on the edge of a new frontier. Therefore, I say to you, ask not what your Constitution can do for you. Ask what you can do for your Constitution. Consider the option. A government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take from you everything you have. It is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. Public opinion wins wars. Why should we subsidize intellectual curiosity? Madam, I cannot conceive, but in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. After 3 days, men grow weary of a wench, a guest, and rainy weather. I deny categorically that there is a deliberate conspiracy by force, by fraud, or by both to force Canada into the American Union. The stupid speak of the past, the wise of the present, fools of the future. I offer neither pay nor quarters nor provisions. I offer hunger, thirst, forced marches, battles, and death. I offer the end run, government by football players. Let those who love Canada in their hearts and not with their lips only follow me. It's not the size of your caucus, it's how you use it. By strengthening the strong, we can help the weak. Man is an animal that makes bargains. No other animal does this. One dog does not change a bone with another. I make deals, therefore I am. And I say to the provinces, you may have all that the hen lays, except for the eggs. And I say to the Aboriginal people, you may have all the freedom and self-government of a dog at the bottom of a well. When the rooster crows on the manure pile, the weather will change or stay as it is. In this world, we have people, turtles, and three-sided iron files. I say patience and good eating carry a man farthest. Patience and men will work, and women will weep. When everything is eaten from the table, we will have good weather. It will cost, yes, but it will taste too. If you buy what you don't need, you will soon need what you can't buy. And this country could not survive with a policy of unfettered free trade. But that was so long ago, it is hardly true anymore. I'm not denying anything I didn't say. These hands are clean. And I say to you with absolute sincerity, whether I will or not, I must constitute this country. Either it comes with me or it breaks. For our country, wrong is right. When men are well governed, they neither seek nor desire any other liberty. The bullet is stronger than the ballet. Get rid of the devil, and the priest will have nothing to do. If I could save the country without agreeing to an equal senate, I would do it. If I could save it by agreeing to an unequal senate, I would do that. What I do about the Constitution, I do because I believe it helps to save Canada. And what I forbear because the world envies us. Therefore, we must destroy what we have. All things come to an end, except a sausage, which comes to two ends. Join me on this day in singing our great national anthem. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the true north, strong and free. Oh, say, can't you see?